Thank you, Sarah. We end our news stories with a strip club's licence, which has been pulled, a Malaysian restaurant which opens in the city, and it's the winter of grit content.
Norwich's reputation for diverse and delicious cuisine continues to grow as a new Malaysian restaurant has opened its doors. The unit above Evans Cycles in Wesselgate has been vacant since 2021, but the space is now bustling once more. My Macon offers the tastes and feel of Malaysia, with the TARDIS-like space transformed with plants, wooden panelling and vibrant colours. The first My Macon restaurant was opened in the Saudi Arabian capital Riyadh in 2020 by business partners Imran Abedin, 50, who is Malaysian, and Turki Salim, 37. They went on to open another branch in the country, but have now teamed up with the Matthew Wilcox, 44, who lives in Norwich, to expand the business in the UK. Though it is alcohol-free, you can get 0% wines and beers, along with a range of soft drinks, to complement the food.
A barber from Helsdon has won a national award for her use of an innovative hair replacement technique. Bobby Moreland, who owns Empire Barbers in Reefham Road, scooped the Novo Pro of the Year 2022 prize from the award-winning company Novo Cabello. She trained with the firm, launched by hairstylist and TikTok star Rob Wood, which offers non-invasive hair replacement systems. Miss Moreland, who picked up the gong for her life-changing hair transformations, said, "My introduction and training with Novo Cabello allowed me to see firsthand how people are literally getting a new lease of life from the hair systems."
One of Norwich's lap dancing clubs is fighting efforts to force it to close. Norwich City Council wants to shut down Lace on Prince of Wales Road. It has revoked its sexual entertainment venue licence, claiming it has been breaching its conditions. However, the club is resisting the move and has lodged a legal challenge against it. Details of the wrangle emerged ahead of a City Hall meeting, which was largely held behind closed doors, to review the licences of three of Norwich's four lap dancing clubs. The council previously introduced a cap of three of such venues in the city, although it has never actually imposed the limit. City Hall officials said the decision to revoke Lace's licence was not taken to reduce the number of clubs, but because of specific concerns relating to the firm.
From Britney Spears to Basil Salty and from Freddie Mercury to Lewis Hamilton, it has become something of a tradition to give gritting trucks pun-filled names. And there could be ample opportunity for new names to be dreamed up for vehicles in Norfolk, because Norfolk County Council is to spend £3.2 million to buy 27 new gritters. The council currently has 62 winter vehicles, including a number of spare ones at each depot in case of breakdown. But the fleet is growing older and the Conservative-controlled council is having to replace them. £1.3 million was spent on 14 new gritting vehicles, which were used for the first time this winter season. And County Hall has revealed it will be spending £3.2 million more to purchase a further 27, which will arrive through the 2023, 2024 and 24-25 seasons. Councillors will discuss gritting and the Council's winter service policy when members of the Authority's Infrastructure and Development Committee meet. The county's gritting operation is delivered from seven strategically located salt domes across the county, which can store up to 15,000 tonnes of salt. There is also a 5,000-tonne reserve within a strategic salt store at Swaffham.
Norwich's jail has become the first in the country to install new portable cells, which were lifted over the prison wall. The rapid deployment cells have been brought in by the Ministry of Justice in an effort to cope with growing inmate numbers. The Knox Road site has been fitted with the first 48 of the quick build cells, with 1,000 due to be added to prisons across the country in the coming months. The cells come equipped with a bed, a desk, and a see-through television set to prevent prisoners from hiding contraband items inside them. They are built off-site and then lifted over the prison wall by crane and dropped into place.
He is known to some Canaries fans as the GOAT for his goal-scoring prowess. But did you know that Timu Puku was once transformed into the animal for a Disney comic? As one of the country's biggest sports stars, Puki was asked by Aku Ankar, Finland's popular Donald Duck magazine, to write a story about himself, which was then illustrated and published. The comic tells the story of a selfish footballer who resembles Puki as an actual goat, as he eventually learns to become a team player. The word Puki in Finnish is used to describe a billy goat or a buck, and the acronym GOAT is used affectionately in sport to describe the greatest of all time.
That's all for this edition of Chatterbox. All the features were taken from the Norwich Evening News with the kind permission of Archant, but Chatterbox accepts responsibility for this audio version. A gentle reminder that when you have finished listening to this recording, please return the memory stick to us by popping it in the wallet, turning over the address label and putting it in the postbox. There is no postage to pay. You know we always like to hear from you with any feedback or news, so do get in touch with us on the office number 01603 765 365 or email us at contact@cbtn.org.uk. If there is no reply, do leave us a message and we will return your call. We hope you have enjoyed listening to Chatterbox, and our thanks go to our loyal volunteers who make up the production team. This evening, your readers were James McGarry and Bridget Cook on part one, Sarah Lusher edited the paper, and Stephen Cox was the sound recordist. Don't forget to keep listening, as the spring edition of the Norwich Citizen magazine will follow. So from me, Carolyn Sayer, goodbye.
And from me, Robin Quine, goodbye.